we have been talking about Proverbs, Psalms, Proverbs, and parables. And 2 weeks ago, I shared a message on wisdom in the book of Proverbs. And that message was, we just talked about, you know, where wisdom comes from, right? And today, I like to just remain the same topic of wisdom, and in the same book as well, Proverbs. We established last week a very, very important point that the wisdom that we are talking about, it's different than the wisdom that we hear sometimes, and maybe we know the wisdom from the world, wisdom from, you know, around us. This wisdom, it's the wisdom from God. And we read verses like Job 20, 28, which is remarkable. It says that, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." We read verses like Proverbs 9:10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." We saw how, you know, the wisest man who ever lived, Solomon, how his wisdom came from his fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord involves reverence, it involves respect, it involves honor, it involves awe, it involves submission to his lordship and submission to his commandments, right? So very, very important for us to establish from the beginning that wisdom starts from our fear, our reverence towards the Lord. But I love, love, love the fact that wisdom is such an important topic in the Bible. And wisdom is God's plan for your life and my life. God, he wants us to be wise. And the reason why we can affirm that without doubt is that there are so many verses in the Bible where God is calling us to grow in wisdom, grow in the knowledge of the Lord, in the reverence of the Lord. And as we do that, we grow in this thing called wisdom. And we read James 1:5 last time. If we need wisdom, we can ask God, because he gives generously, right? Without no problem, he gives when we ask. So I think today, my goal today is to, you know, bring up this point that wisdom should be our never-ending pursuit. It should be, you know, the fact that it's like it's going to take until we go to heaven and know him face to face to kind of even like recognize, like, you know, it's like I need that wisdom every single day. Proverbs 4:5-7, it says this: "Get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget my words." Getting wisdom, it's getting his word. "Do not forget my words or turn away from them," because that's not wise. "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you." So the whole book of Proverbs, it's a book full of like God's wisdom, but chapter 8, it's this chapter that it's like a praise of wisdom. It's a chapter that some of you know this incredible Bible teacher called G. Campbell Morgan, an evangelist as well. he had to say this about Proverbs 8, chapter 8 specifically. He said, you know, there is nothing greater or grander in all the biblical literature as setting forth the beauty and the grace of that wisdom which has the fear of the Lord as its chief part. Think about that. There is a greater and grander thing in us pursuing, discovering that wisdom that has to do with the fear of the Lord. So Proverbs 8, and if you don't mind, I'm going to read Proverbs 8. I suggest to you, I'm not going to be able to stop everywhere, but I'm going to just read Proverbs 8. But if you can at home, just read it again and stop where the Lord stops you. Stop where the Holy Spirit stops you to and calls your attention to and calls you to ponder and think about and to make, you know, maybe make some decisions about what you are reading. I remember for me, you know, when reading Proverbs 8 for the very first time as a young, you know, 17, 18 years old, in a big, big crossroad in my life. And, you know, when you are young like that, you are destitute of wisdom, right? You are full of yourself. You are full of your own ambition. And I was right there as this young person, and I needed wisdom desperately. And someone, you know, turned me to the book of Proverbs and said, hey, this book here, it's a good book for devotional. Maybe you can read one chapter every single day, and there is a lot of wisdom there. And I was like this sponge. I had just like made the decision to open up my heart to Jesus and start developing, you know, a true relationship with Him, different than the religious one that I had from when I grew up. And the book of Proverbs was amazing, and God used, and till this day, you know, I come back to it, and God is still speaking to me from the book of Proverbs and the wisdom that we see there. But here it is, Proverbs 8, and this is wisdom talking. Unbelievable, unbelievable. It goes like this. Verse 1, listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the roads, she takes her stands at the crossroads. By the gates at the entrance of the town, on the road leading in, she cries out aloud. I call to you. I call to all of you, all of us. Everybody, I raise my voice to all people. There is no discrimination. You simple people, that was me right there, naive, inexperienced, who are easily misled, right? Use good judgment, prudence. You foolish people, close-minded, self-confident, show some understanding. Some self-discipline that leads to godly living. Listen to me, wisdom says, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right. I speak the truth. I detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. It's upright. It's in right standing with God. There is nothing devious or crooked in it. There is nothing contrary to the truth in me. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire, absolutely nothing you desire, compare with it. I, godly wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and I hate arrogance, corruption, and perverse speech. Common sense and success belongs to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings, they reign. And rulers, they make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help, and nobles make righteous judgment. I love those who love me. Those who search for me, they will surely find me. I have riches and I have honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages are better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness, in path of justice. Those who love me, they inherited wealth. I will find their treasuries. The Lord formed me from the beginning. Before he created anything else, I was appointed in ages past, at the very first, before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters, before the mountains were formed, before the hills I was born, before he had made the earth in the fields, in the first handfuls of soil. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon. I love, have you been at the beach and watched at the horizon? You know, that visible line where the water and the sky, they seem to like meet, you know, as far out in the sea, that line where, you know, the blue ocean surface curves away from sight and touch the sky. You know, wisdom was there when God was creating everything. I was there, verse 28, when he set the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the sea so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth foundation, I was the architect at his side. I was his constant delight, rejoicing always in his presence. And how happy I was with the world that God created. How I rejoice with the human family, all of us. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I was stunned at that. So here I am. My name is Wisdom. And I'm calling for all of you, my children. Listen to me. Listen to me. For all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whosoever finds me finds life. And he receives the favor from the Lord. But those who miss me, they injure themselves. All who hate me, they love death. And here is Lady Wisdom. Another name for it in the Greek, Lady Sophia. And Lady Sophia, she has spoken, right? And boy, oh boy, you know, we should love this lady. For us guys, it's the only lady that we can be in love with besides our wives. It's this lady here, Sophia, right? And when we are in love with Sophia, it's called Filosofia, right? In Portuguese, philosophy, it's a love for wisdom. And wisdom is calling all of us to love her. And God is allowing wisdom to call all of us to love her, because for sure, she displays the heart of the one who creates her, right? So this chapter here, it's magnificent. You know, just like Lady Sophia, if you go to the previous chapter in Proverbs chapter 7, there is another lady there. There is a madam, and her name is Madam Folly. We cannot even read that here. It's a little like PG-13. Our teenagers, you know, they can't be in the room when we read Proverbs 7. All of them will go home and read it. As, you know, Lady Wisdom, right? Lady Sophia, she will bless us and keep us as we have her. But Madam Folly, you know, in Proverbs 8, you know, apparently and temporarily, she will bless us, but afterwards, she will direct us straight to hell. And that is the truth. So, you know, today, as we think about, you know, the practical aspects of like having wisdom and all that it's encompassed, you know, in the package of wisdom for our lives, wisdom, it's way more than knowledge. Wisdom, it's knowledge put into practice. Knowledge, it's the apprehension, you know, for us as a Christian, of the truth. But wisdom, it's the application daily of that truth in the facets, in the day-by-day of our life. See, knowing, it's not just enough. Wisdom calls for all of us to put into practice everything that God is teaching us. Me and you, we can go to church, you know, for all our lives. But if we don't practice the very things that God is teaching us daily, then we don't have wisdom. We are being fools. But God is calling us to be wise. And He will give us opportunities every single day to put into practice the very things that He's teaching us daily. And He wants us to be humble. And He wants us to have an attitude where, you know, He is teaching us every single day, and that we are growing in wisdom every single day. Hey, the day that me and you, we think that we are wise enough, it's the day that, you know, we are in trouble. Because, you know, until we meet Him face to face, and even I believe beyond, we will be in need of this godly wisdom daily. James 3. Chapter 3, verse 13, it says this: if you are wise, and if you understand God's way, prove it by living an honorable life, doing God's works with the humility that comes from wisdom. See, wisdom will humble you and me. Wisdom will tell us and inform us that He is God and we are not. Hey, that takes a lot out of our shoulders. He is God and I am not. So wisdom will humble us, and her fruit, you know, in our lives will produce an honorable life that it's filled with its fruit of good works that blesses the Lord, but also blesses other people around us. And if we continue in the book of James, chapter 3, it's just amazing, because it talks about practical aspects of this wisdom. Verse 14, it says this: but if you are bitterly jealous and there is self-ambition in your heart, Don't cover up truth with boasting and lying. And that is so easy to happen. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, such things are unspiritually, such things are demonic, actually. For whatever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there will find the disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving. That wisdom is gentle in all times. It's a wisdom that it's willing to yield to others. It's a wisdom that it's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It's a wisdom that shows no favoritism, and it's always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. So, you know, right here is just amazing to see, you know, this attributes of wisdom, right? Seven beautiful attributes here that God would like to see in our lives, you know, as a fruit of wisdom. The first one is purity. Hey, I never thought I could be someone that could have this in my life, purity. As a young man, I remember, you know, so many times looking at other Christians and going like, you know what? I'm so happy this works for you. I don't think it will ever work for me. I will never be like you guys until I discover that it's an impossibility, really, for all of us. Because, you know, when it comes to purity, it's a work of God daily in our lives, isn't it? It's a work of the cross. You know, keeping your heart clean only comes by focusing on God, in God's word, and by living with integrity in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. And this is fruit of the cross, accomplished by wisdom. Peace, living in harmony in our relationships and avoiding unnecessary conflict. How much we need wisdom in this area. You know, how much better person we could be at work, at home, you know, wherever we go, if we were this person of peace. This person that it's doing an effort, you know, to live a life in harmony in the relationships that we have, being at home. See, that is the fruit of wisdom in our life. It's gentle. It shows kindness by putting others first, by letting go of selfishness and put others first, even when you feel you are the right one in the situation. Wisdom call to put others first. Wisdom call for being gentle. I love Ecclesiastes 8:1. It says that wisdom lights up a person's face, and wisdom softening its hardness. Only God can do that, right? Through his wisdom in our life, softened our hearts. Are you here in need with us of a soft heart? Are you here in need of like some light coming through your eyes? God can do that. God has a provision of that in the package of wisdom that he has for each one of us. This wisdom is willing. It's open to listening. It's open to learning. It's open to embrace wise counsel. See, wisdom humbles us and make us, instead of like talking, hear. Hey, sometimes the problem with me is that I talk too much. Sometimes the problem with all of us, we talk too much. And God wants us to shut up, I'm saying to myself. And to listen. And to embrace wise counsel. And to ask wise questions in the situation of life. By listening, by humbling, by you know, believing the fact that no, I haven't learned as I ought to. It will take me the rest of my life. And I'm fine with that. This wisdom, it's full of mercy and good fruit. It's a wisdom that let compassion move us to practical acts of kindness. It's a wisdom that it's impartial, that stay consistent and fair in treating others, sticking to godly values no matter what the situation is. It's a wisdom from above that it's sincere, it's genuine, it's honest in everything you do. There is no hidden motives and there is no pretense. Drew, you know, we have been talking about the message for this week, and I don't know if you saw this little yellow paper, but Drew said, Ray, I came across of this, and this is good. I think it goes really along with your message, and it goes along perfectly. So there is several copies in the back. You can get one, but it says this. It's the path of wisdom, voices of life, versus the path of trouble and voices of temptation. And here it is. You know, the path of wisdom and the voice of life. Truth, number one, truth. Is it right and good, wisdom asks. About God's word, what does God say, wisdom asks. About God's people, what do my Christian friends and mentors say in this situation? About conscience, what does the depth of my spirit say in this situation? Humility, maybe I don't know everything, humility said. Honesty, I need to admit, I need to confess that I was wrong and that I did that. Self-control, just because I want to doesn't mean that I have to. Courage. I can do what is right even if I'm alone. Love. How will this affect other people? Wisdom will ask. Trust. God's way, it's better than my way. This is the path of wisdom. These are the voice of life. But here is the path of trouble and the voice of temptation. Everyone else is doing it. So what? Been there, done that. Nobody will know. That's a lie. You deserve this. Don't tell anyone. How wise is that? It feels good, so do it. You don't need God. You should just do it yourself. You can fix yourself. You don't need anyone. You are strong. You can fix it yourself. It's not really wrong. It's just what they are saying. It's not that big deal at all. What's the problem with that? It's okay to do just this one time. How many have fallen for that one? Just one time. So, you know, I am so, so thankful that God has a path of wisdom for all of us, that leads us right into life. As we were reading Proverbs 8, right? The God who created everything, He created wisdom. I know that sometimes you can read that Proverbs 8 and it comes to your mind, of course, the person of Jesus Christ. But we cannot, you know, say that the wisdom in Proverbs 8, it's, you know, the person of Jesus Christ, because Jesus was not created, right? Even though, as we'll see here, Jesus, you know, in Him, it is displayed the wisdom of God. You know, wisdom was created. You know, God created wisdom, and He wants us to have it. He wants us to grow in wisdom. He wants me and you to jump on the wagon of wisdom. And here in Proverbs 8, you know, how many times Lady Wisdom is calling for us? How many times she is everywhere, she is around every corner, and she is screaming for our attention. Hey, maybe even now you are sitting there and we are here today and wisdom is calling. Maybe you are about to make some important decision in your life. Maybe you are thinking about something. Maybe you are, you know, right now in this moment, you know, even like tonight, about to, you know, make something that has the potential to change your life forever. Wisdom is calling you. God is calling you, and His wisdom is calling you. As we read in verse 4, I call to you and I call to all of you. I raise my voice to all people, and so, my children, listen to me. For all who follow my ways, they are joyful. And I really want to finish this message, you know, where we started. That, yes, this wisdom that we are talking about, it's found in the fear, in the relationship that we have daily with our Lord. This wisdom, it's found at the cross. When we are facing our Savior, and when we are embracing the finished works of the cross in our lives, this true wisdom, it's found in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:24, it says that Christ, He is the wisdom of God. Colossians 1:3, it says, in whom, Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And I thought it was so cool what Matthew Henry had to say about this verse specifically. He said, you know, these treasures of wisdom are hidden not from us, but are hidden for us in the person of Jesus Christ. And think about the treasures of wisdom that is hidden in our Savior. And it's all for you and me. You know, till this day in my life, you know, it amazes me. You know, every single day, just how God is ready to pour more and more of His provision, of His blessing, of His guidance, of His direction, of His healing, of His wisdom. You know, it's treasures and more treasures. And that's why this type of wisdom, you know, Proverbs said, you know, go after that more than anything else in your life. Because in it, in Him, there is treasures forevermore hidden in Christ Jesus. So today, I just want to encourage you, you know, to keep on going in your pursuit of wisdom by continuing to face the cross and your Savior, and embracing all that he did. It was for you, and it was for me. And the more that we do that, the more that me and you, we give an opportunity for us to grow in godly wisdom. And that is the greatest riches ever. 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 And heaven will show us. Heaven will make things crystal clear. What was really important. And I believe with all my heart that, you know, heaven and earth will pass away. But these very things that God is sharing with us from his word that we are keeping in our hearts. See, we are not going to take anything else with us when we died by the content, but the content that we allow God to deposit in our hearts. And that content is absolutely awesome. It's awesome. It comes in our face. It comes in our hugs. It comes in our attentive hearing to one another. It comes in us crying with those who are crying. It coming in us sacrificing when we can't for those who are in need. It's Jesus and his treasure being put on us, but not to stay with us, but to come out from us into a world that it's desperate, desperate of this wisdom. And I believe that is very good news for us today. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we want to say thank you for your word. And Lord, here we are, and you have been speaking to us to your word. And for some of us, Lord, you are just turning our face to you. And you are calling us, Lord, because you love us. You love us. And you have something better. You have better plans for us. And maybe you are here today, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you came here today like discouraged. You came here today kind of like maybe lost, disappointed. And that's okay. You came here. But go out of here today with hope. Hope that you can have in the person of Jesus Christ. Look to the cross and find a Savior that loves you. He showed his love for you that much when he died on the cross of Calvary. He has a plan for your life. He wants to be with you daily. He wants to guide you in the decisions of your life daily. He wants to add people to your life. And they are not perfect at all. They are a bunch of people in recovery. They are sinners walking by their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you came here today discouraged, be encouraged. If you came here today seeking for just wisdom. There is wisdom. There is wisdom here. Not because of us, but because of him who is here with us. And he wants to help you. He wants to guide you. He wants to carry you if you let him. And he wants to show you the purpose for what he has created you. He loves you. He loves each one of us, and he has given us everything, everything. And we are still, every single day, unwrapping this greatest gift called salvation. We are unwrapping, and every single day it's something new. It's not just for that point when we said, Jesus, come into my heart to live. But it's for every single day. There is new mercies. There is God's word. There is God's spirit to guide us and to direct us. So, Father, we love you. Help us to turn our hearts to you. Help us to turn our attention to your word. And help us, Lord, to grow in godly wisdom. And as we grow, Lord, help us to just share. Share, just like someone shared with you, to share with others. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you. Amen. Thank you very much.